around, but they never talk about how they had two Gladys Kravitzes.
True.
That's very true. Very true. But Abner! Abner! But I kind of sidetracked us. We were talking about Big Fatty's farts.
Oh, Lord.
Back on track.
Oh, Lord.
Goodness.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But I kind of sidetracked us. We were talking about Big Fatty's farts.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 252 of the BFO for Thursday, the 22th of January, 2009. Coming up on today's show, I'm going to talk about different things I got in the e-letter box. I've got some voice letters, and y'all, I had a real epiphany yesterday during the inauguration. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. It is the Fat One, and I hope your Thursday is going well. It's the last day of work for Big Fatty at the coal mine, so needless to say, touching, and we like that. So, anyway, I'll be at the boat show in case y'all decide to come to Chucktown for the big boat show. Y'all, I talked about that on yesterday's show, and I got this... got this e-letter from the Guru Nudie, I think. I can never be real sure who the fuck I get things from. But I think it was from Guru Nudie that he said, oh, Lord, now let me see. By the way, y'all, I have a big announcement. I have paid my hosting at the GoDaddy. Would y'all like to know, just like to know how much it costs to host the BFO at the GoDaddy for a year, $83.88, and they have billed my American Express card for that. And wasn't that kind of them to do that? Because about this time last year, Mr. Tim Carmel, you know, he is the patron saint of the BFO. He helped me set it up, and we set it up for a year, and so be it. And anyway, it was Guru Nudie, y'all. Commenting on the boat show, he says, ah, yes, the famous Charleston tugboat and barge show. I've always wanted to sail up for that. Y'all, that's just mean. It's just mean. But, you know, you think Big Fatty and you think tugboats and barges, you know. So I can't say that I don't understand where he got that, but... anyway, y'all, and there was a thing in the paper. I wish I had it here with me, and it was giving the breakdown of the people that come to the boat show. It's like 90% of them are male, and you know, and a lot of them wear that hunting outfit. You know, the what are you? It's not khaki, but the. Oh, what's it called? I know you're yelling at the computer right now, at the iPods. It's the camouflage stuff. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for, is camouflage. But anyway, needless to say, Big Fatty has decided to go ahead and go with year two. Oh, y'all, I'm going to readjust the microphone here because I don't think it's picking me up real good. Not that you would ever know that, but... Y'all, I have decided to go ahead with year two of the BFO, and I've got some special things planned for year two. Of course, we're starting off on Sunday, February the 1st, at halftime of the Super Bowl, which is when the BFO debuted, for those of you who didn't know. But we're starting off then, and we're going to make the drawing for the... number one fan contest. And y'all, if you hadn't heard, I don't know if you've heard this or not, there's a contest going on for all brand new prizes. And y'all, all you have to do is send in a 25 word essay, not an essay, 25 word e-letter to Big Fatty at bigfattyonline.com, and you'll you'll get entered into the big colostomy bag. And it's going to be a random drawing. It doesn't matter what you write. You know, like, because some of the things that have been written had just been downright nasty. You know, a lot of people, I don't care who the big number one fan is. That's my entry, you know. Well, so, and then others, how dare you have a contest? You know I'm the number one fan. Send me the prize now. But anyway, y'all, I've got some more entries that I want to read to you, so I'm going to do that right now. Y'all, I'm going to put my foot in my mouth because I don't remember if I read the Sea Hags entry or not. Even though, you know, even if the Sea Hag wins, she will not receive the prizes because she would refuse to give out her address in Woodland Hills. I'm sorry, I'm very important, and I can't give out my address. The fans would be stalking me. But the Sea Hag, Auntie Vera Charles, says, I am Big Fatty's number one fan because he is stupid, 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 and fat. And I have not counted those words, but I can assure you I will go back and count those words because it would be just like that Sea Hag to try to sneak in an extra word on there. And, you know, there's only been one entry. Y'all, I got an entry from David out there in the Denver, but he's written an epistle. And so rather than read it on here, because a lot of it is just kind of personal, I'm just going to say, David, I'm going to put you in the colostomy bag, and y'all, evidently there's a package coming from he and Brian out there in the Denver. So, you know, right there, that'll get you in the colostomy bag too. David, that Blue Jeans guy says, I'm the number one fan of the Bacalls. I'm just reading it as written, y'all. I'm the number one fan of the Bacalls. No matter how much abuse I receive from the host, I never stop coming back for more. I think I am the number one fan of the fat one because maybe that, or of the BFO. I don't know. David, you left a word out, but that's okay because, you know, you probably had 26 words or something anyway. Now, y'all, I want to remind you, you only get one entry into the contest. Now, if two of you in the same household, listen to the BFO. Each of you can send an entry. It's one entry per person. Now, y'all, there are people who have multiple personalities out there. And if I find out that you have created even additional multiple personalities and I figure it out and I choose you, boy, are you going to get a verbal spanking is all I have to say. That's all I'm going to say. So, and I won't tell you about my gentleman callers. Y'all, speaking of gentleman callers, y'all, if you go over there to the BFO and click over there under the Fat Favorites and click on Kim Beaver's Lodge, I want you to all do that because, y'all, she ain't right. She is not right. There are new, oh, Lord, there's a picture of Arthur upside down, because you know he's in the Southern Hemisphere, and he celebrating his birthday, and he's getting married on Saturday. But y'all, I want you to go over there and scroll on down, and I want you to look and see what that Kim Beaver did. Right there below Arthur is a picture of Big Fatty flying that plane that landed in the river, and it's called a plane wreck with the fat one. Y'all, Kim Beaver ain't right, y'all. And then below that, Kim Beaver has put pictures of Big Fatty in his gentleman caller gowns outside of Tara. And y'all, it just ain't right. And then there are pictures of Ron Prada Soho and that the former drag queen Tim Cornwall over there doing some sort of hoochie coochie dance. And then there's more pictures of Big Fatty, 25 reasons why she loves Big Fatty. And y'all, if you don't go to Camp Beaver, you really should, because you're missing out on some of the funniest shit on the interwebs. Now, y'all, I have asked before, but I'm going to ask again. I need somebody to send me the e-letter address for Drew Ferguson. Oh, excuse me. Because, y'all, he sent me that book about that retarded boy, Henry the Eighth, or whatever his name is. And, y'all, I need to send him one of the New Year's happies and a New Year's card. So, y'all, evidently that new website, the Daily Mic, is getting lots of chatter, chitter chatter, chit chit chit, chit chit chitter chatter. And y'all, I see now that the Daily Mic has reviewed Big Fatty's Drunky Cast, and I did not know this until I just pulled it up. And congratulations to Matt from the Big Gay Sex Show for being the podcast whore of the week. But y'all, I'm just going to read this to you. It says, Big Fatty Online number 249. Overserved is an understatement. Big Fatty is phlegmy and drunk. He is slurring his words. You can hear it in his voice. He is podcasting from the coma chamber and is challenging all other gay podcasters out there to do a drunky cast. We'd love that. Big Fatty wants some of his lurking listeners to enter his contest for the biggest fan. I still want the lurkers out there. You know who you are. You know I'm talking to you right now. You know who you am. So just get on over there and send me an entry right now. Right, do it. Don't be making Big Fatty mad. Don't make me take off my belt. Do I have to pull this podcast over? While he loves his listeners, he just wants to hear from others who listen but don't contact him. More phlegm. More begging. Burp. He asked Auntie Vera to be on a drunky cast with him, but Auntie Vera is on a diet and can't drink. Y'all. Did you hear that Sea Hag's latest show? Horrifying. One thing we noticed is there were very few sound effects in this one. He probably couldn't do that and drink at the same time. He reads some submissions to his contest and comments on them. Super B is ugly, according to Big Fatty. One moment, please, and voicemails. So that wasn't a bad little write-up there. Thank you, whoever the hell you are, Daily Mike. I'm glad I could entertain you. And anyway, Daily Mike is listening to all kinds of different podcasts out there and all. Now, y'all, I mentioned that I had a revelation, not a revelation. I had a, what did I say I had at the beginning of this show? I had an epiphany. That was it. Y'all, it hit me during the inauguration on Tuesday, that Barack Obama is the first U.S. president who is younger than me. And that kind of tells you something, doesn't it? I mean, it's just, Big Fatty. Now, he's not much younger, but he is younger. And y'all, a hell of a lot more entertaining and better looking with his shirt off than Big Fatty. Although, you know, I did hear on Miss Wes's latest show that she has kind of a little crush on anyone who has ever hosted the Little Fatty Cast. And I believe that might include me. I'm just saying. Now, y'all, I mentioned, you know what? I need to do these voicemails. I was going to tell you about the gentleman callers, but let's do the voicemails instead.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Hello. Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Oh, Big Fatty, it's Melinda. And I looked high and low for some gays tonight. And I had many a straight man that said, they love the gays. But I said, where's the fucking gay bar in this town? There isn't one. Newsflash. Arcata gays don't come here, because I don't know where they are, but I was looking for them. But I hugged and kissed many a cute straight guy. It seemed gay acceptable. So, you know, I was feeling the love tonight, Big Fatty. And my girls want to say, hey.
Say hey to Big Fatty!
Hi, Big Fatty!
We love you, Big Fatty!
You're the best, Big Fatty. I love you so much. And I love the gays so much. Where are the gays in Arcata? If there's any gay Arcata listeners, please tell me where you go and hang out. This is the alibi, but I didn't see a fucking gay person in sight. And I lost. I tried. I tried real hard. Love you, Big Fatty. Bye.
Now, y'all, I know that I will have my detractors say, oh, Big Fatty, you've already played that one, but that's not true. That's a brand new one. Miss Melinda called twice, complaining about there being no gay bars in the Arcata, California. Well, you know, it's Arcata. It's archaic. What can I say? But she was kissing on some straight boys, so I think that we will forgive her for that. And y'all, she tried. She tried. And y'all, if you've never played, oh, maybe I should use the word, if you've never partied with Miss Melinda, let me just say, she is a funsy onesie. And y'all, speaking of people that are funsy onesie.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is one of your favorite listeners, Brian in the Danbury. Today is Sunday, January the 18th at 9 p.m. I figured I would say the time and date because we never know when your callers are recording their messages, because she always waits so long to actually play their messages. We were bowling tonight on our gay bowling league, and up on the screen was our fabulous show we love to watch called The Hole in the Wall. You know, the one where the people have to make the funny shapes to get through the cutouts in the wall that's coming at them. And they're always wearing, like, these, like, skin-tight, silver, the baked potato outfits. There were some hotties in there tonight, but for the most part, they're usually not attractive. So we thought we would share that. Day bowling's going well. Had a little bit of an off night, but that's okay. And wanted to comment on your liquor-flavored puddings. You know, that just sounds too much like scat to me. And homie, don't play that. Homie, do not touch the scat stuff. But that's our opinion. So, from snowy Connecticut. Yeah. Good night.
Oh, dear Lord. Y'all, that was Brian from Danbury. And, you know, he's one of the happy couples that's gotten married 15 times, I believe. And anyway, Brian, you bring up a couple of things. Number one, I apologize that sometimes it takes me a little while to get the voice letters out, but, you know, I always get them out. They always eventually come out, is all I've got to say. So, you know, if you've sent me a voice letter, I've got a few more in the queue, and that's a British term, and it means in the queue. Means that they're in the queue, and they're, oh, dear Gussie. Anyway, so I'll get to them soon, very soon, and I've got quite a few more submissions for the contest to read, but y'all, there's still time. I'm taking the submissions through Friday the 30th, so you've still got time to get in there, and especially you lurkers, and you know, I'm talking to you right now, you lurkers. Get me a submission, because I am Big Fatty. And don't make me come over there and talk to you this way ever again. Do you understand me? Just get me a submission. Because if you don't get me a submission, you know what Big Fatty's going to do.
But I kind of sidetracked this. We were talking about Big Fatty's farts.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438.
1-800-878 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.